Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. Let me bring in good friend and co-host, Cheryl Gehring.
Hi, everybody. This is Cheryl Gehring back again for another exciting prime time here in El Paso. And like we do on many of our shows, we try to highlight the different events and the people that are involved with these events. And this one is very close to my heart. This one is my Native Plant Society chapter here in El Paso, which belongs to the New Mexico Native Plant Society, because let's face it, we don't have very many blue bonnets here in our area. We have more yuccas, which just means we're much more closer to the flora of New Mexico. We're going to be hosting the 2014 New Mexico Native Plant Society Annual Conference here in El Paso. It's going to be an exciting thing, and I brought in one of my friends and board members, Jim Hastings, who's also known as the Gringo Gourmet, and as a teaser, we may be having him come back and tell us the wonderful recipes he does from the native plants here in the region, including a Rita Margarita made out of the tunas and the fruit of the beaver tail cactus, which I am looking some, you know, you haven't given me one of those, Jim.
There's a reason.
Well, it's probably because you know it more than I do. You've seen right through me and my alter ego comes out. But anyway, I'm really excited, aren't you, that we're finally going to get to host this thing over here in El Paso?
It's been a long time since we've had it here.
We get it
about every 7 years here.
Yeah, it sounds like the 7 year itch.
And it takes 6 years to recuperate, but then we throw a mighty fine meeting in El Paso.
Yes, and tell me a little bit. You were very clever because, you know, it's called Good to the Last Drop is the theme. And that's basically because we really don't have a river all the time, do we?
No, we don't.
And it's kind of scary.
And we may not have groundwater forever either.
Yeah, so hopefully.
Some of the conferences in the past years have dwelt on climate change and how things are gloomy and dark. And we decided we put a positive focus on it and say,
there
are serious issues happening, but let's make the best of them and maximize what we do have.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We'd just have to live at night and sleep during the day.
And dig a channel from the Mississippi River to Texas.
Just like Los Angeles sucks all the water from all the other little towns all over California, we could do the same. Exactly. Well, I'm excited to, I wasn't too excited at first last year when we started first putting it together, because it is a very daunting effort, isn't it, to put together a conference.
It's a big job, and you have to do a lot of pre-planning and a lot of thinking of who you're going to invite, finding contacts, how to get a hold of them, lure them here.
Getting the speakers here in itself was incredible. And I have to pass the hat to you and another member, Kathy Barton, for bringing in those speakers and putting together our program.
Well, we're fortunate that Kathy's a great person to work with, and we just clicked and have become a good team.
Yes.
I'm excited about our program because we're trying something new. We're having three simultaneous educational tracks.
Mm-hmm. And don't be scared by that. Okay, go ahead.
No, we're having one that we're calling the science track.
Oh, that's even scarier, but it's fun.
That's okay. For those serious guys who know all the botanical names of plants in Latin and
like
can
I like.
Do that. Yeah. And then we're having one dedicated to cactus.
Because
cactus is very popular in gardening in our region, and even the folks in northern New Mexico have cold hardy cactus that they like.
Yeah.
And then one that we're calling a special interest track. So if you're interested in land preservation, resource preservation, there'll be topics along those lines for you.
I think that's great. I was really happy when we got the cactus track in there. If I recall, there's one very interesting lecture on cactus and space.
That's right. One of our folks here is an instructor at the El Paso Community College, and she and her students have actually had two experiments in space using cactus. And one she's going to talk about here is cactus on the moon. If we colonize the moon someday and we have bubble habitats, cactus would be a good oxygen creator.
Oh, I never even realized
could be a
that.
Food resource as well.
Yeah, well, we know that you can chop it up, put a little garlic in there, and make it taste delicious.
You bet.
That's pretty cool. And then we also have field trips, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a series of 7 field trips to choose from and 5 workshops. And so it's going to be a busy day Saturday, as people have to make decisions about what am I going to do with my Saturday, mm-hmm. in that we have invited members from the state to come in and do talks on subjects that they're interested in relating to native plants. And so we're anticipating getting some applications for those slots after the field trips in the afternoon.
I think that's fantastic. I know that I'm going to be doing the messiest workshop.
Yes, you are, and look out.
I'm going to be doing the hyper tufa workshop. Tufas are a volcanic rock, kind of a puff rock, that in Italy they carve out and make these really nice little, and they do that over in Terlingua too, rock pots that are very natural looking. But if you want to make one without having to chip away, I'll teach you how to make it out of peat moss, cement, and fiberglass, and putting it together to make this beautiful rustic looking pot that you can definitely put like cactus or sedum in. However, it's very messy, and so you're going to make me be outside for that, aren't you?
You're going to be outside in the desert sand away from anything that we might stain. I've seen you do this.
Yes, I know. It's pretty
and
scary.
The pots are beautiful.
Yes,
they're
they
wonderful.
Are. Yes, but...
But wash your hands, bring plenty of soap and the hand lotion afterwards, because working with the products there can be a little bit rough.
Well, you know what, Jim? Let's go ahead and start from the very beginning. Exactly where are we having our conference?
Well, we are not the richest chapter in the group, and
true.
So we have partnered with Canutillo Independent School District to use their beautiful new high school.
Yes.
Their I-10 and close to Artcraft.
And I want to thank Gustavo Rivelas for helping us out for that, by the way. So that's a little salute out to him. Go ahead.
And we're in that brief window of time when there's no school going on. So they're allowing us to use the building on a Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Not for free, but they're giving us a very good rate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be terrific there.
It's a beautiful campus, inside as well as out, but definitely inside. It's great. And tell us about how they can sign up for this conference.
Easiest way is to look at our Native Plant Society website, and that is npsnm.org.
Which is Native Plant Society, New Mexico, only the first letters of each word.
Correct. And there you can click on events, and it will go to the entire program for the conference, and it has a downloadable registration form. Also, if you look a little bit further back in the electronic newsletter, there is a membership application form. And should you choose to become a member,
yeah.
You get $10 off the registration fee for the conference.
You know what? You are just amazing the way you can bring people in like that. That's fantastic. So why are we not in Texas as our chapter? Why are we in New Mexico?
Well, as you said earlier, our fauna is more like the fauna of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Our geography is more of like it. And we certainly don't look like anything on the other side of I-35.
Mainly because we actually have mountains.
We have mountains, and we don't have a lot of greenery. We don't have a lot of water. It's a different world out here in West Texas.
Very good. So I just wanted to say that twice so people realize that all of New Mexico chapters are coming down here to be involved with us. And we'd like everybody in El Paso to know that they're invited to. Tell us how much it costs to go to this wonderful jam-packed hikes and speakers and cactus and workshops.
Well, if you are a member of yes. our chapter or of the state association, registration fee is $100 for the 2 days. And if you are a non-member, you're still welcome.
Yes.
We will twist your arm a little bit, but you're very welcome, and registration fee is $110.
But it's worth it because this is $50 a day for tons of things to do.
Right. And we'll feed you breakfast both days. You'll get a lunch on Friday and a reception on Friday night, mm-hmm. and then a wonderful banquet on Saturday night.
Yes. And we're going to be having our great icebreaker by the new Sunset Gardens over there at Lindbergh and Donovan, and about 6 o'clock, I think, isn't it? Is
right.
When it stops. And then we're going to have these two women that are I forgot what their name is, that our band that we got.
One of them is Allison Reynolds, and the other one is I have met one time.
And she was great.
Being
too.
Old and forgetful, I need help with
we're
the name.
We're lucky to be here, you know. But anyway, we're going to have really great music. All of this is at $100 or $110.
And the field trips, two of them have admission charges that we weren't able to negotiate away, but
yes.
They're nominal, $2 for one of them. And two of our workshops have some material costs, which we need to recover, so they are $10 each.
Oh, very good. Well, see, but that's because they charged, right?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're also going to be having a talk on how to make tequila.
Yes.
Yes, right.
In your own backyard.
Yeah, and as well as Sotol, correct? And many of the other
techniques are pretty much the same there. They're all the agave family, and you roast the core of them, and then you ferment the roasted core, and then look out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I had some of that one time, and it's like Everclear with a nice little aftertaste.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about some of these field trips we've got here.
Well, we're going to, of course, visit the wonderful Chihuahuan Desert Gardens at UTEP as one option. We're having Franklin Mountain State Park and a nice hike available there. Those who are really interested in water preservation are going to have the option of visiting the K. Bailey Hutchinson desalination plant.
Yeah.
Find out how we can cope with turning our saline water into potable water here in El Paso. And I think one day we'll be doing a lot more of that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that the Keystone Heritage Park is another popular place. We'll see the pit houses there. Beautiful native plants, and it's still a wetlands despite the drought.
And it's really cool. You'll see a lot of really cool birds there that you normally don't see that collect in that area.
We also get to take a hike through Wrestler and Thunder Canyons, which, thanks to a wonderful benefactor, have been purchased and are
preserved.
Part of the Nature Coalition and are not going to be developed. Mm-hmm. And it's a treasure right here in the middle of the city.
Yeah, they're the arroyos that can never be built in, and they've been preserved, which I'm really happy about. And they're interesting to see all the different plant material that's in there.
Well, it's particularly fascinating to me to go through there, and you recognize a lot of the natives, the yucca, the creosote, some of the cacti. And then you find some things that you can't find elsewhere because, some seed washed down after a rain. And so other plants are growing there and learning to exist in that environment.
Yeah,
so it's a cool visit in that Rio Bosque Wetlands Park, south of the city, in that fascinating place. And we'll see it. The motto out there is just add water and watch it bloom.
Yeah, because that's out down there on Socorro Road.
Yeah, right by the river. And it traces an old oxbow from the Rio Grande and is being restored to what it was hundreds of years ago.
That is amazing.
Beautiful project. And then four of our members have opened their personal gardens to the public, and they range from one out at Santa Teresa, which converted a sandhill into a gorgeous garden.
Yes, with lots of
and
shade.
Another up on top of the mountain, which turned barren rock into a wonderland of native plants.
Yes,
so exciting things to see on the field trips.
What I like about our field trips is that you can be, you know, hiking down a rugged arroyo looking at plants, or you can go on a nice little civilized garden tour of four of our very nice cactus and native plant gardens here in town.
I think one of the big challenges is flipping a coin and saying, am I going to stay in the air-conditioned comfort of the school and do a workshop or two, or am I going to go on a field trip?
Well,
so lots of options there.
I like the one about that not your mama's Nopalitos. That's pretty good because that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be a self-taught plant chef teaching cooking techniques using native plants. I think, you let people sample what you make.
I do, and if they're not careful, they'll get to help make it.
They're going to pull them
so
into
it's a lot of fun.
Huh?
Yeah, I fell in love with nopales when I came back home to El Paso and went to Fox Plaza Shopping Center on a Friday for lunch during Lent.
Yes.
And found something fantabulous sitting in red chili.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a green bean, but kind of reminded me of a green bean, and found out that, it's prickly pear cactus.
Yeah.
So I began to explore that and have decided to put a spin on it, and I do non-traditional recipes. In that's why it's Nacho Mama's Nopalitos. It's the Gringo Gourmet Nopalitos. And
I just
have a lot of fun doing that.
I know you do. And so does the crowd because you get us all involved. And plus, we get to taste everything. And you get your little burner going. And that's great. I love it. It is a really good one. For anyone who hasn't seen that yet, you need to go to that one. And then there's the other one about we have Arturo and Valerie, who are also part of the members of our El Paso chapter, who are going to show how to do photography of wildflowers.
They have a wonderful graphic arts studio and do some beautiful work. and they're going to give us an introduction into how to get started into it.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
I've done one of their workshops and learned how to reflect light onto a plant that I wanted to take a picture of, how to get in there, make a really good close-up, and it's just amazing. And they use things that you have around your house. You don't have to go buy a $500 aluminum umbrella to reflect light. You can use a piece of white paper.
Right, and we're excited about that one for sure.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
In fact, we're going to have to see if that one is after mine so that I can get in on it.
Yes, well, I know exactly. Me too. I'm not quite sure how we're going to pull that off at being in several places at one time.
We've got another one coming up where we're going to learn about how to select the right succulents and cactus for containers, and it's going to be a hands-on one. And participants in that workshop are going to actually pot a plant and get to take it home.
And how? Yeah, and it's really a trick to up-pot or plant a cactus. You
yes.
really need to know, and we're not going to tell you because we want you to come and learn this in one of our classes.
Bring Band-Aids.
We're not going to tell them that you can use newspaper or anything like that.
And, of course, we talked about your Hypertufa experiment.
Yeah, you'll love it.
And
it's great.
It's really neat. Makes a beautiful product and worth going to, but wear your oldest clothes.
Yeah. Don't come dressed
especially
up.
Especially when Cheryl starts slinging that Hypertufa around.
Well, what we'll do is we'll just get big plastic bags and poke a hole for your head and two holes for your arms, and then you'll have an instant apron.
Haven't you read that don't put your head in a plastic bag warning on there?
Yeah, but what you do is you make a cut first.
Well, okay, we'll try that.
Stick out your head.
We'll see.
You know.
And then our final workshop is learning how to make self-watering containers.
Now, how do you do that?
You can use two pickle buckets and a little bit of PVC pipe and some good old red party cups and create a planter that has a water reservoir that wicks water from the bottom of the reservoir up into the soil of your pot.
Wow.
So you can put your herbs in there, some of your ornamental flowers, fill the reservoir with water, and go on vacation week or so, and it'll take care of itself.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And your creativity is what determines what your containers will be for that. We use pickle buckets. I've seen cat litter buckets. I've seen the giant
plastic
boxes.
I'm a little partial to them. I'm partial to cat litter buckets for some reason, since I have four cats. That's fantastic.
Well, it amazes me that in some third world countries, they are using this technique and making rooftop food gardens that are self-watering.
Wow.
In that because the cities don't have open land spaces, they have narrow streets and not much place to plant anything, so they're going to the rooftops.
I think that's a great idea. Plus, that's where the rain, if it does come off, you know, where it is clean, as opposed to being down on the street. Right?
Absolutely.
Right. The other thing I think we're going to be talking about is, of course, some of the basics like landscaping with native plants in the Chihuahuan Desert. That's going to be a really nice lecture.
Kind of how to design and make the plants survive after you put them in the ground. That's always the challenge.
That's a big challenge around here, that's for sure. And we're also going to be seeing about, like you said, we're going to learn about preservation of desert lands through public and private partnerships. And that, I think they're going to touch on the Frontier Land Alliance and how they've been trying to save a lot of the lands inside our city limits as well as outside our city limits.
And as you look at all the new construction we have going on now, yeah, we need to do something to allow some growth, but let's keep a little bit of nature out there, too.
Yes.
I mean, I see whole mountains disappear and they turn into freeways.
Just recently.
Yes.
Me, too. Wow. I can't believe it. It's every day. It's like, was that building there, you know, last week?
Yeah. It's so incredible. Think they're all inflatable and pop up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I think so, too.
One of the ones I'm really looking forward to, it's a lecture with a little hike involved in it. And it's called Dendrology 101.
Oh, that sounds like I had that once when I was sick.
Well.
No, that's not what it is.
You get over it. Dendrology is a study of woody plants. Including trees. And so it's how to recognize different kinds of plants and see what happens with them as they grow, and just going to be cool.
It is, because a lot of plants, especially trees, when they're juveniles, they may have a completely different leaf than when they're adults.
Well.
Yes.
I'm really excited about this one because I once upon a time drove all the way to Marfa to take this class, and I'm glad we can offer it in El Paso.
So
it's worth going to.
Because even though it sounds boring, it isn't.
And another one that I think is critical to us, especially in Texas, is a lecture on the ethics of procuring native plants.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And some of our neighboring states have very strict laws on taking plants out of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is not that fortunate yet. Someday
yes.
we hope it will be. And so who hasn't been on I-10 and seen flatbed trucks covered with ocotillo?
And yucca.
Headed west.
Yes, to Arizona.
Because sometimes they are stolen in the night. Sometimes they are sold off by ranchers and farmers. But they're leaving our area, and we need to protect our own plants.
I agree. And right now, there's no legislation in place at all in order to do that in Texas. And unfortunately, I do hate to see that. And it's funny because what we don't value here, it seems like Arizona and California just think they're great.
Well, it's because they can't harvest theirs.
Yeah, they made it protected.
Uh-huh. So let's be smart and be like our neighbors and take care of our own things, too.
Well, you know what? Let's go over a little bit about if they do want to contact somebody and get a little bit more information, I'd like to give out my phone number that they can probably call.
That would be fine.
And that would be 915-549-3674. You can give me a call if you have any questions about this particular conference. I think you can also register on site. Is that not true?
We will anticipate.
We don't encourage it, though.
Some walk-in registration. But if you wait a long time to get in, you might not be able to get into the field trip that you would like to, because some of these are limited as to the number of attendees we can have. And I know my cactus cooking workshop is limited to 15 people.
Yes, yes. You're right. And so first come, first serve.
Right.
And so when you sign up, they'll have a little part of the registration paper that you can pick which hikes you want to go on, workshops you want to go on, and which track you want to be. And it's very critical that you do that as soon as possible so you can get the very best, like Jim's wonderful cooking with natives. Now, I just want to let you two know that the Canutillo High School, in case you've been living under a rock, is over off of I-10. You kind of go up to Trans Mountain. Come on over and come back
make
down
a U-E
again. Make a
U-E. Onto the access road.
Right. And as you come back down again and stay on the access road, the actual address is 6675 Desert Boulevard. Go ahead and park. We're having all the registration in the big rotunda, aren't we?
Correct.
We're also going to be having a silent auction as well.
And,
so please
I'm picking up a lot of books from folks who are donating wonderful plant books for the silent auction. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to be bargain city time for some wonderful literature.
Mm-hmm. And we also have some authors that are going to be there. One of them, Greg Starr. My good friend Greg Starr, and he's going to bring his new book, and he'll be signing. And then our other author is
Odd Konings and Gertrude Konings, who have a fabulous book on all the native cacti in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
These people are fascinating. He's from Holland. She's from Germany. They got hooked on cactus and moved to Texas.
It's just too weird.
And in preparing for this book, they GPSed individual plants, shot them out of bloom and shot them in bloom and in fruit, so you can just see the whole history of the plant. They're just a wonderful, wonderful book.
It is, and I've seen it, and not just here. I've seen it throughout many of the Texas parks throughout the state. So when does this thing start?
Okay, it is going to start on Friday, August 1st.
That's right.
And that will be our classroom day where all of our lectures and programs will be going on.
Is that the day we get a lunch?
That's the day you get a lunch.
Okay.
For free.
Okay.
Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. on Friday, and then the field trips and workshops begin on Friday. And at this point, we're not discounting if you want to go one day. You're going to pay the whole fare, so you might as well plan on two terrific days and enjoy it all.
I agree.
Every moment.
And then what about the second day, August 2nd?
Second day, 7:30 noon, we'll have late registration and
okay.
organize carpooling for the field trips
okay.
and get the workshops going.
Okay, and then we have a banquet.
We have a banquet that Saturday night.
Right, over at Sunland
It'll
Park.
It'll be Sunland Park Holiday Inn,
mm-hmm.
and we will accommodate folks with special dietary needs. We just need to know well in advance. You can't come in Saturday and expect that to happen because they got to go to the grocery store at the restaurant. That's reality.
Well, no, that is very much so. Also, if you just need to get on that website in order to check it out, the website is www.npsnm.org/event/2014annual conference. If you just go to the Native Plant Society website, it'll have on the side a little link that'll take you also to the conference. But if you just put this in, you'll get there a lot faster.
Yes. And if you choose to join our organization, you can mail your application and your registration in the same envelope to our box here in El Paso.
I check it
every day. It's P.O. Box 221036, El Paso 79913.
Okay, very good. Now, when you register, like I said, if you have a guest that you're bringing that may, like a spouse or something, that may not want to be part of the group, but $25 must be purchased by July 1st for that to be...
That's right away.
Right away. So just think about that. And like I said, on-site registration will be $100 for members, but banquet will not be available.
Correct. Because we have to order
just
up those plates.
Just saying that one more time. So you don't just crash our banquet, you know. And so once again, if you want to get a hold of Kathy Barton for any other information, she's another person that's been really great. Her email address is... AugustaMC@sbcglobal.net. If you want to get a hold of her, she'll also be able to help you with any information.
And you can call me to Jim Hastings at 915-240-7414.
I didn't think you were going to cough up your phone number there for a minute. You thought about it, didn't you?
The way you pinched me, I thought I'd better.
Yeah, you turned red, but you didn't scream. That was good, like a little girl. I'm glad you didn't do that. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing everybody coming. We have already got up to, and we have a great T-shirt. And what does that T-shirt say?
Well, our T-shirt features New Mexico in the conference name. And then down below New Mexico, we have El Paso. And we're calling ourselves the Baja New Mexico chapter for this conference.
Very good. I thought that was very clever. Well, thank you, Jim, for helping me today to get out this information. And both of us look forward to seeing your faces there at Canutillo High School on August 1st, and you're going to have a great time.
Y'all come.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This and other episodes of El Paso Primetime are easily accessible now on our website, ktep.org. Click on the Listen button, then to the Archives, and scroll till you get to El Paso Primetime. Find the episode you like, and you can even download it as a podcast. Most browsers will ask you to right-click and then save to your drive. It's that easy. El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP, and all rights are reserved. This episode was recorded by Deidre Westenhauser as part of her spring 2014 internship. The episode was edited by June Urbina as part of her summer 2014 internship, and Martinez, the associate producer. Thanks so much for listening. We invite you to come back next time around for another edition of El Paso Primetime. We'll be right back.